Eagles closed out the 2015 season with a really impressive offensive performance, especially in the passing game. Let's take a look at some of the highlights. Lo and behold, the Eagles' first drive of the game ended with a long DeMarco Murray touchdown. A couple of things made it really interesting under Pat Shurmur. Number one, here's the quarterback, Sam Bradford. He is under center. Okay, that's the first thing. Didn't see that too often before. Let's clear it and point out a couple of other things. Number two, two tight ends. We've seen that a lot. Here's one of them. And here's Celek going in motion across the formation. Didn't see a lot of this kind of motion. Now, what happened here, and this is critical, is Casillas, the linebacker, started running all the way across the formation with Celek. And that's important because Casillas was unblocked but yet out of position. One more thing before we start this. The nature of the defensive front here, with the defensive end really shifted hard inside of Jason Peters. You see that right here? He's aligned inside of Peters. That allowed the front to be washed down. Peters and everybody else, they took this Giants defensive front down. So look how that played out. Let's clear it and let's start it. And you'll see now exactly what happened. Freeze it right here. See, here's Casillas. He had to run all the way across the formation with Celek. Then he had to redirect, so he was not in position to tackle Murray. And look how they washed everything down right here. No Giants defensive lineman was in position to deal with this inside zone run by DeMarco Murray. Let's clear the screen. A huge hole as we let this go. Murray beats the safety and has clear sailing. A beautifully executed inside zone run for the touchdown by DeMarco Murray. This was the big pass play to Zach Ertz on the Eagles' second touchdown drive. Now, this was a play we saw before. It didn't quite work out this way. We'll get to that in a sec. But what you're going to see again, a two tight end set right here, both tight ends. Now, what you're going to see is a deeper switch concept about 12 yards down the field. Ertz and Celek will sort of switch routes. One will go inside, that'll be Ertz. Celek will work outside. Now, we saw this against Arizona 2 weeks ago, the exact same play. But what happened in that game was Jason Peters got beat and Bradford could not make the throw and Ertz was wide open. Let's run this and you'll see. Even here, tough for Peters, almost gets beat. But Ertz is open down the field, just like he was against Arizona. Now, if we take a look at this from the closer look, the ISO angle, here's what you see. Here is Celek right here, and here is Ertz. Ertz starts on the outside. Now, this will happen further down the field, but what essentially happens is Ertz will break this way, Celek will break that way. So it's essentially a crisscross. That's what happens as they get down the field about 10, 12 yards. Let's clear the screen. You'll see exactly how that happens. Ertz ends up being wide open right there in the middle of the field. Beautifully done. A great concept. We've seen this concept before by the Eagles. Ertz makes the catch. A big play that set up the Darren Sproles touchdown. It was the Eagles' second touchdown of the game. The Eagles scored two touchdowns on the exact same pass game concept in the tight red zone. One in the second quarter and one in the fourth quarter. Now, the concept is called smash, and it's really effective against man-to-man coverage. Let's take a look at the first one. We're going to see Jordan Matthews in the slot right here. Now, Matthews, he's the slot receiver. On the outside is Josh Huff. Now, here's the concept. Huff on the outside will ultimately just break inside, bringing his defender with him. Remember, it's man-to-man coverage. What that does for Jordan Matthews, he's basically going to run kind of a corner route, a sail route. And it's man-to-man, so Trevin Wade, the corner, goes with him. This is a beautifully designed smash concept. Let's clear the screen and let's take a look at it. It's really well executed. Matthews gets outside leverage. He wins. Easy touchdown for the Eagles. Now, the exact same concept happened in the fourth quarter. This time, it was Matthews once again in the slot. You can see him right here. This time on the outside is Riley Cooper. You can see once again the Giants are playing man-to-man in the tight red zone. This time it's Jaron Hosley who's on Matthews. Let's clear the screen. You'll see the concept at work. Cooper breaks inside. There he goes. Matthews now works outside. Same exact concept we saw. Touchdown both times. The smash concept. A great concept versus man-to-man in the tight red zone.